This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the 57th convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi conferred degrees on 587 PhD scholars during the ceremony. We now go live to the Prime Minister's address.
वो अकेली नहीं आती है, मुश्किल जब आती है ना, तो साथ साथ मौके भी लेकर आती है। सबको बस अलर्ट रहना है, सतर्क रहना है। इस संस्थान ने जो सिखाया है, उसे बार-बार याद रखना है, साथियों। मैं लाइफ की कुछ प्रैक्टिकल बातें भी आपसे शेयर करना चाहता हूं। कैंपस का जीवन और कैंपस के बाहर का जीवन, इन दोनों में बहुत बड़ा अंतर होता है। आईआईटी की परीक्षा में सिलेबस होता है, लेकिन जिंदगी की परीक्षा में सब कुछ आउट ऑफ सिलेबस होता है।
The Jharkhand government today held talks with protesting students and job aspirants over alleged irregularities in examinations conducted by the JPSC and JSSC. The meeting began at the state guest house in Ranchi. An 8-member delegation representing the students and job aspirants is holding discussions with government officials. The talks come after protests in the state capital over the past 2 weeks against the alleged irregularities in the exams. The first formal meeting between the government and the students' delegation was held last evening. Payments Council of India, PCI, has announced that UPI will continue to be free for consumers. In a statement, the PCI affirmed that every Indian can continue to make instant digital payments without any transaction charges. It also noted that small merchants will not be charged for accepting digital payments. The PCI added that banks, fintech companies, NPCI and RBI have been investing in technology, cyber security, fraud prevention and innovation to maintain UPI's reliability. 7 people were killed and 11 were injured in a private bus accident in Chamba district of Himachal Pradesh this morning. The accident occurred near Chaluanj Mol at Bairagarh under Tisa police station in the Chura assembly constituency. The identities of the 7 people who lost their lives in the accident are yet to be ascertained. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, the accident took place at around 7:15 a.m. today. Preliminary information suggests that the private bus was travelling from Bairagarh towards Chamba when it went off the road near Chaluanj Mol and fell onto another road below. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi condoled the families who have lost their loved ones in the incident. He also wished for the swift recovery of those injured. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Odisha today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh, West Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe and some parts of Northeast India. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Amarnath Yatra from Jammu towards Baltal has been suspended today in view of the prevailing bad weather and road conditions at several places along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway. The number of special train services announced by the railways to Keralam for the Onam season has risen to 112. The special services are mainly being operated to and from Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. And India opened its medal account on the third day of the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in Eugene, US, with Ashish Yadav winning silver in the men's javelin throw. The 19-year-old produced his best effort of 74.09 meters in his third attempt to finish second. And that is the end of this news bulletin.